Now, things are about to get very exciting in the next 4.5 minutes, I would say, give or take.
We've got a big gang here in the studio.
There's a couple of very important people after coming in from Bunskull there beside us, and they're going to talk about their samba band and all great things music. Now, Bunskull are very well known for their fabulous music videos that they put out there, courtesy of Alan White, who is in studio with us at the moment. So, before I get the guys hooked up with their mics and stuff like that, I am going to play, and excuse my pronunciation, Leim Istach Sa Glúisteáin. Have I got it right? I'm getting nods. So, have a listen to this, and when we come back, we are going to be having a chat with Lisa Landers, Alan White, and two students here from Bunskull. Now, there you go. So that is Leim Istach Sa Glúisteáin, which is the Irish version of Shotgun by George Ezra, which was performed by the Bunskull Wirra Choir. And Alan, you must be very proud of that.
I am, yeah. No, they did a fantastic job. Probably kind of got it done in about a week. Somebody suggested we enter. It was for a competition for Shotgun na Gaeilge. So,
and of course, this isn't the first music video you have done down there.
No, every year we kind of try and do one with a theme. Like, for example, we've done one on mental health or bullying, things like that. Over the last couple of years, it's just a great way for the kids to kind of learn in a different way, I suppose, and sure, they love doing it.
And of course, if that wasn't enough in terms of musical talent, Ursula, tell us who joins us in studio today.
Yeah, we're joined by Andronique and Phil, two of the Samba Band members. Now, lads, Samba, when somebody says samba to me, I think of dance, but this isn't about dance, is it?
Yep.
It's, what's it about? What do you do in the band?
We play drums and we just have fun doing it, and it's honestly fun doing it, and all we have so many people in there to help us with that, and some of the teachers are in there too to help. And
that sounds great.
Yeah, and sometimes we do a few gigs. Basically, we go like out maybe to town, or maybe we go to Cork and play a few like songs.
And how many of you are in the band? Do you know about
roughly 20?
Yeah, 20.
That's a big band. Yeah. And are you all from fifth and sixth class, or is it all the classes?
No, it's fifth and sixth.
Right.
But we will be bringing in fourth.
Yeah, we'll be auditioning fourth class.
Oh, who does the auditions? Are you all there for the auditions?
I think we're all auditioning them.
Right. Oh. They'll be nervous, you know. You'll have to be very kind. Yeah. So you're off up into town tomorrow. So from 12:30 to 2:00, that's a lot of drumming. Do your arms get tired?
Yeah, my hand is very nibbly and
okay.
Mine doesn't, because I'm just very consistent.
Okay. You hold the what do you call it?
The cowbell.
The cowbell.
The drumstick is called. Oh, you play a cowbell?
No, I play the drums, and Andronique plays the cowbell.
Okay. Cowbell. I would think maybe drumming does give a little bit of strain, because you're probably not going to whack the cowbell quite as hard, are you?
Well, it kind of depends, because for some bits of the song, you have to go really quiet and then you get louder and louder.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. I'm sure there's a musical name for doing that, isn't
and
there?
And also, we get a lot of cramps. Players who play the cowbell, we get cramps because of the way we hold it is very odd shape.
Oh, and I wonder, could it come on a stand? Would that help? Maybe somebody could invent a stand for it, and then you could just tap it.
I don't think that would work.
Okay. Okay, let's get back on track a bit. I'm going off road there a bit now. So you're going up to the town. What part of town are you going to be playing? Are you going to be, outside Super Value? Okay, I hope it's sunny tomorrow. What will you do if it's wet?
Probably wait till it's the next Thursday.
Okay.
Probably.
So, yeah, you're fundraising for Down Syndrome Cork, and Alan White, you're a teacher. Would you like to tell me a little bit about, what you're fundraising for and why?
Yeah, so one of the SNAs in school, Norma Lettingham, is doing a skydive for Down Syndrome Cork, and obviously she is looking after one of the very special children in school, Shane Landers, whose mum is in today. And she had the idea to skydive, and Shane is a very prominent member of the band as well. So we said, sure, we'd get behind him and go downtown and do a little bit of a busk. Idea for the bus just kind of came on the back of Norma's own fundraising herself. So we just said we'd piggyback on that and give her a little bit of a hand.
That's fantastic. And Norma is an SNA, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and she helps with your son.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell
Norma
us a little
is, bit? Norma Pine Lettingham is Shane Landers. My son is his SNA.
Yes.
And she's probably more than his SNA. She's his school mammy, as Shane calls her, Norms. And he's a member of the samba band. And he's in fifth class, but he's part of nearly every class in the Bunskull.
Celebrity.
Yeah, he's a little celebrity. So Norma wanted to do something to mark Shane's last couple of years in Bunskull. And tomorrow they're going to go up to Super Value on the back of her fundraiser. She's doing a skydive for Down Syndrome Cork on the 26th of April. And this is part of the fundraiser for that.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So his school mammy, I think that's an absolutely brilliant.
In every way.
Brilliant phrase.
In every way.
Brilliant phrase. So they're pals, really. Yeah.
Yeah, she's she's just one of these special people you meet along the way. And
yeah, wonderful. So that's a month away. And I wonder, is she very nervous about that? Lads, would you skydive?
It would be really scary. Not really.
Do you know what your next fundraiser could be? you could play the samba drums while you're skydiving. Yeah.
That's a real challenge.
And Mr. White could have the camera strapped on him beside the table. There's your next music
video. You
wouldn't
get me up there now for love nor money.
What would you consider drums, though?
That's a good question for you, because is the samba drum like a normal drum, or are they different? Because there's different types of drums, isn't there?
Well, a drum that normal people would think of is just like kind of a regular drum, but we have like sordos and stuff and like snares, and then we have like the instruments like the cowbell, the tambourine, shakers. Yep.
And it makes a great sound, doesn't it, when it all comes together? Because I've seen some of your videos, it makes a fabulous, fabulous sound. Alan, how did the idea of a samba band come about?
Well, I'm a member of the Cork City Samba Band as well, myself, for about the last 5 years or so. In my own life, I love doing it as well. So I just kind of had the idea of transferring it over to the kids. And I went to the principal last year and just asked him, would he be behind the idea of getting his wallet out and buying some drums, which he was very supportive in fairness. And he's actually a member of the band himself, Mr. Owen O'Neill. So it's great, and it's great for the kids to see a couple of different teachers and the principal as well.
Tell me what child doesn't like banging stuff with a stick.
Let's
recap again. So you guys are going to be outside Super Value tomorrow at what time?
It's going to be about 12:30, hopefully, to start. Yeah. Maybe for about an hour and a half.
So that's perfect. And I assume there will be buckets and all of that down there as well.
So if you're down that way, it's a very good cause for Norma. She's going to do the skydive on behalf of Down Syndrome Cork. So a month away, I'm sure. Has she got to get some training for that? Is there any training you can get for throwing yourself out of a plane at 15,000 feet?
I presume she'd be strapped onto someone.
Working with kids, I'd say. her nerves and everything else will help. But can I just say that she has an iDonate page on Facebook, and that there will be a sponsor card, Increase Card Shop, for anybody who would like to donated for Down Syndrome Cork.
It's a brilliant, brilliant cause. We got a call in there earlier on from Mag Carey, who wants to extend best wishes to Norma in her skydive for Down Syndrome, and congratulations to you, Mr. White, and to you, Lisa, and the Samba Band, and to you two guys, because you do an absolutely immense job. While we're all here in the room, can we give a big boola bus to Norma for doing
the skydive? thinking of doing it.
She is the bravest woman. It's certainly, and she's not even in this room, but she's the bravest woman in this room, because I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't do it. No. So the skydive, again, just gives a reminder that date.
On April 26th, and she has what kind of page did you describe it?
She has on her Facebook page, and I have it's on my Facebook page, Lisa Landers. It's an I Donate on Facebook, or there's cards, or they could contact the radio here, or we can come and join us in the Samba Band. We'll have buckets for our bus tomorrow as well.
Brilliant. Wonderful.
Yeah. So pop on down, support an absolutely fabulous cause. If nothing else, come down and see these guys, because they're hugely talented. They're brilliant, and well done again to Norma for doing that skydive. Hats off to the woman, because I couldn't do it. Right, so guys, thanks a million. We'll get all this information up on our Facebook page as well as that. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy it.
Well, Linda, we were passing yesterday around lunchtime. We were at a seminar up in the hotel, the Walter Raleigh, passing down. I'm sure we heard practicing going on outside in the sunshine. And you just want to wiggle your hips. There's a lot of swinging going on and tapping feet. It's irresistible. There's an irresistible beat. So congratulations, and the best of luck tomorrow. Hope you get buckets full, literally, of money. So thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.